Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the closing gala of the BFI London Film Festival for the premiere of the new Scorsese film, The Irishman. We were speaking with actress Stephanie Kurtzhaber about her role in the film.
So talk us through The Irishman and why you want to be involved in this film. I mean, maybe it's obvious, but, you know, what is it about the story that made you want to be involved?
Well, I absolutely adored the story. I read the book and was fascinated by the story. As an American, understanding the sort of potential answer to the mystery of what happened to Jimmy Hoffa was significantly interesting to me. But on a personal level, being able to play a person who existed in real life and bring a truth to it, obviously a rather complicated story, a woman with a complicated marriage and a complicated husband, being able to find the humanity in that was what drew me as an actor.
And, you know, working with Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, I mean, these some of the cinema greats, you know.
Yeah, I think they've got a future, all of them. I think they're very promising young men, yes.
What was it like? Just the atmosphere on set and, you know, it was on such a grand scale, the whole film.
Well, the strange thing about it is that I had so much anxiety starting because I thought, these legendary people, I'm going to be so intimidated. But the thing that makes it amazing, that's for Marty. But the thing that was so remarkable about it is that they're all so comfortable with one another, and they've worked together in so many times for so long. There's just an ease that they, and they as human beings also have a brilliantly easy way about them. So once I showed up, it was just a bunch of actors doing the work, which was kind of remarkable considering who they are. So,
and talk to me about how, you know, sort of the tone of the film, and it sort of seems to take a lot of sort of like the genre and the classic tropes, but it's on a slightly different note.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we are kind of looking at masculinity, toxic masculinity, in a different way in this age, and just how the female characters kind of ebb and flow. You know, like, how did you see that all play out in this film?
Well, it's an excellent question, first of all. Thank you for asking. I think that the thing for me that was one of my responsibilities is to, in this film that is quite different from Casino or Goodfellas, there's a maturity about it. There's a moment of reflection, like life is long. And what does that mean when you've lived a life of violence and you sort of live with the realities of that? As a woman, you know, who plays, you know, the supporting wife, and like, how do you wrap your mind around portraying a person with humanity who's been married to someone who potentially is so toxically masculine and in this environment? For me, it was about what is it about the way that we set our minds to loving someone that you can live with and or forgive poor behavior. I'm raising two little boys of my own, so I felt like it was important for me to represent that truthfully, because it's not the world that I want them growing up in. I don't know if that's a proper answer, but that's what I thought about it.
And what is it about Martin Scorsese that makes him such a visionary director? Why is it he just keeps bringing such great material to the table?
I think Marty, at his core, is a true artist. He doesn't let the fashion of the time or what happens to be popular in the moment dictate his voice. He's truthful to what his vision is, whether he's doing silence about monks or he's doing a gangster film. And he has a deep understanding of humanity, and that's why people respond to his work. And obviously, visually, he's a master. You just can't beat him.
Amazing. Thanks so much for your time. Lovely to meet you. Thanks so much.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.